Blog Talk Radio.
What you got?
Get brave while I'm singing on the phone. Been metal when you're running this song. Real street niggas ain't no clowns. We at the top where we belong. Bradley Rose ain't for a song. Throwing up that love, I'm strong. When the club out to hear this song.
Rack show, rack show, rack.
Good.
You get it hype already, man. You know I love money, man. That's a good way to start off the show, man. I'm blessed, man. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. We getting it in. You know, tonight we have special guests coming through. We have Jag Larceny coming through. He is one of Cassidy's artists, as well as the hip-hop mogul, Special Ed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's going to be hot. And we're going to bring that old-school flavor with that Special Ed, you know, that I'm the Magnificent, as well as, you know, I Got It Made. I know you remember that.
Classic.
Classic.
I still play that in the club right as we speak, man. Classic. You know, you gotta respect Special Ed, man. Special Ed, he came out in the era when true hip hop was really, really on. You know what I'm saying? So salute to the homie. Word it up.
Exactly. But we're gonna get started with the show. I wanna let everybody know if you would like to call in, you can call in at 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1 if you would like to speak to myself or our co-host tonight, DJ Unique. And you can also search us on iTunes because we are podcasting live right now under The Nikki Rich Show. You can also go to NikkiRichShow.com and you can listen there. And you also can listen to blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. And if you scroll down, you will see that we have our chat room open and it's live right now. I see some people already in there. We're getting started early. And we're going to get it in tonight.
Well, you already know, nigga. Come on, baby. Shout out to everybody in the chatroom.com. It's going down, man. I'm excited about tonight, though, man. What about you, nigga?
Man, I'm so excited. I want you to tell everybody who DJ Unique is before we even get started with the hottest show on the hottest planet.
Basically, DJ Unique, like you said in the beginning, you know what I'm saying, I'm the pioneer of Team Cherokee DJs, you know what I'm saying, what that is. Cherokee the porn star and Icon, we all sat up, you know what I'm saying, and came up with an idea, you know what I'm saying, come up with a DJ coalition, you know what I'm saying, because she also into the music thing, you know what I'm saying, so we formed Team Cherokee DJs. At first, I was a Team Cherokee DJ, you know what I'm saying, they respected my grind, I got to raise up, you know what I'm saying, they let me run the whole thing, you know what I'm saying, and that's a blessing, you know what I'm saying, and like I said, man, I started DJing for the Lost Boys from my cousin, Mr. Cheeks, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Pretty Loop for calling in last night. You know what I'm saying? I was just doing my thing, you know what I'm saying? Grinding, making mixtapes, doing baller hood parties. Any party that was going down, I was there. Even if I wasn't DJing, the other DJs wanted me in the building, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Something happened, one of my mixtapes got to Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? So I relocated to Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? Got it with a club owner. I started DJing at this club called FX and Club Rockefeller, you know what I'm saying? And then I started doing radio for Power 98, like for a year, you know what I'm saying? Then I broke off, you know what I'm saying, and met the Yin Yang Twins when I was down here. Put me in a couple of videos, you know what I'm saying? And I just built, going back and forth to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? And wound up DJing more and more clubs and got up with the band, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Puffy, the whole Bad Boy movement. You know what I'm saying? They gave me a chance to DJ for Chopper, you know, Ness and them to making the band, you know what I'm saying? And they had fell out, you know, how it went in the show, you know what I'm saying? So Chopper got a solo deal. So Chopper called me, like, yo, Unique, man, you ready? He's like, man, we about to go on the road, you know what I'm saying? I want you to be my DJ, you know what I'm saying? We about to hit the road heavy. So I was like, I'm with it, you know what I'm saying? So I started DJing for him, you know what I'm saying? We got some misunderstandings, you know, bands all broke away. You know what I'm saying, on some positive stuff. You know what I'm saying? I just start branching off, man, start doing parties, man, and there it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm here now, still grinding and rolling.
Yes, you are. You live right now on the Nikki Rich Show. And for those who tuned in, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And you've got to press that 1 if you would like to speak to either myself or our host. And we already see there's people already on the line, you know, pressing that 1. We're going to get to you in a few. But we're going to get started. I want to let everybody know about the Nikki Rich Show. We are on Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/The Nikki Rich Show. And tonight is indie night. We have spin or no spin. That's what we determine if we're going to spin our artist music or not and keep it in rotation. So, yes, DJ Unique, you're going to be judging tonight. And it's going to be a little later on after all the interviews. So, yeah,
I'm ready for that.
That's how we do on indie
night. I'm fair. You know I'm fair. So I'm with that. I love to be a judge. Make me feel like I'm doing something good.
Yes. And that's how we do it on indie night. And also, to let everybody know, tomorrow we have some models coming through, as well as we have Troy Rollins segment, Sick and Love Raw Uncut. Thursday we have Project Pat coming through, along with Jay Hood. It's going to be hot. And Rodney Perry on Thursday. So that's our triple threat right there. And on Friday, we have Donnell Jones and Jay Styles from Blackstreet. So it's gonna be pretty hot this week. So we getting ready and geared up for that as well.
Yeah, that Friday going to be the make babies on day. Everybody going to be making babies on that day. Yeah,
you
know,
God
don't know what's going on. Uh-oh, got it now, the Nikki Rich Show, now.
They're going to be making babies on Friday, yeah.
Just to make
babies.
But
what about Thursday?
Either.
What they going to do? We're going to get a little Project
Pat. Oh, man,
Project Pat. We're going to end it with Rodney Perry.
Man, that's going to be crazy because, no matter of fact, it's both going to be funny, you know what I'm saying, because Project Pat, he a funny dude too, man. You know, shout out to Project Pat, man, for real. That's my dog right there. You know what I'm saying? Be on the lookout for me and him and Juicy J mixtape coming out. You know, they sent me half the music, you know, so I can leak that out now to the world. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on Juicy J and Project Pat official mixtape. So that's going, I'm happy about that too.
Man, I also know you got a mixtape. Tell us a little bit about your mixtape you got out now on that tip.
Oh, man, right now it's on Dot Tip, DATPIFF. You don't even got to download. You can get the listens. You know, so you can look at it. The views is good, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I got a mixtape. It's called GOAT, you know what I'm saying, the greatest of all times, you know what I'm saying, because I put in the work for a long time, you know what I'm saying, and I feel I'm the greatest DJ out here, you know what I'm saying, mixtape, show-wise, anything, you know what I'm saying, and I don't got the big head, you know what I'm saying, I got a lot of people that's behind me, you know what I'm saying, so, and they're looking for me to go out there, you know what I'm saying, I get it all the time. Why you ain't out there like Taylor right now? I'm just getting them mixed, getting ready, you know what I'm saying, because I'm in the Megan's right now working on an album also, you know what I'm saying? Why DJ Nick can't put one out, you know what I'm saying? But, man, I'm definitely excited about the GOAT, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a real good mixtape. You got a lot of little independent artists on there, you know what I'm saying? You got the majors, you know what I'm saying? It's like more than like a compilation album. I don't really call my mixtapes. I call them compilation albums, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm the streets, you know what I'm saying? I'm a street DJ, you know what I'm saying? Even though I deal with a lot of major people, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I'm still a hood DJ. I'm everybody's DJ, man, Nikki. It's crazy. I DJ for everybody in Charlotte. I be seeing DVDs, people like, yo, DJ Unique, shout out to my DJ. You know what I'm saying? So I DJ for the whole Charlotte, you know what I'm saying, period. Carolina, wherever it's at, man, I'm representing for anybody that's trying to do something positive.
And speaking of the Carolina, shout out to the Carolina Panthers. They won their second game this past Sunday.
We Cam Newton on them.
Oh, man. Speaking of Cam Newton, he's been doing his thing. So, you know, he has already been breaking records. Shout out to Cam. Representing Carolina.
You know that's going to be the next Vic right there.
Yes, sir.
You know that, right? He looking like right here, and he's just starting, man. You know what I'm saying? Give him some years, man. He's gonna be on top of the charts, man. I'm just happy here in Carolina, man. Charlotte, stand up, man. Because Charlotte, somebody got to do something for Charlotte, you know what I'm saying? They have to do something with Charlotte. If I don't do it, somebody else got to, man.
And also, you know, major shout out to Greg Hardy. He's a football player on the Carolina Panthers doing his thing. And he's been a part of the Nicki Rich show earlier this summer. You know, when they was going through their little lockout, he was doing his little music thing. So, you know, when he was doing his thing, he got a chance to come on to the Nicki Rich show. And I got a chance to meet him this summer at the meet and greet that I had this summer with Kevin Shine. It was hot. It was pretty hot.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's what some Nicki, so man, you're doing your thing, baby. You know you're doing your thing, man. That's why I'm supporting you, whatever, man. Nigga, you already know. You got my number on speed dial. Oh, yes, it's unique. Let's go. And it's boom, 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 bang. I'm in the building. Biz, yeah?
Exactly. And the thing about it is we're not just behind the scenes, you know, just behind a little, in the studios, behind like a computer. We working. You know, this Saturday, matter of fact, I will be hosting a showcase in Rockingham, North Carolina. At the Leek Street School, it starts at 7. So if y'all want to know more, you can just hit me up, 980-216-6717. We're going to get it in. I've hosted several showcases in the area, so it's going to be hot. It's really going to be hot.
Nigga, you hosting and everything? Now.
Oh, yeah, you know how I do it. Most definitely.
Let's go.
You know,
Rockingham, man. Rockingham, be in the building, man. Man, you going to be right close to me, nigga. You might as well, after you leave there, come holler at me. I'm going to be out on Sporties. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in Hamlet, North Carolina, that same night. So after you do that, if you got VIP status right there with DJ Unique, man, we doing it big for the Halloween weekend.
Definitely, man. You know how we got to get it in. And we are getting geared up tonight for our special guest. We have Larceny, Jag Larceny, that is, coming through tonight. It's going to be real. He's been doing his thing, so y'all just got to stay tuned. I don't want y'all to miss out on this hot interview with him, along with Special Ed. Special Ed's going to be in the building. And I see we have some more people that might come through. So we're excited about tonight. We're going to get it in.
Oh, man, you never know. You know, if anybody on the airwaves, they might hear any of our voices, man. You know, we popular.biz, you know what I'm saying? And we getting in .net, you heard?
Yes, because J.C. Money called in Friday, so you just never know who's gonna come through. But right now, we're going to go to this Trillville, some cuts. So y'all stay tuned before we get more into the show with our special guest. So just hold tight.
Hey!
Call, and I'll follow that. where your hands were, but yes, my balls, cause you the one. A nigga made it south to come out with your pretty brown skin, thick thighs, and all. 135 with you, and your smell is unique. Maybe we can exchange numbers, they hook up in a week. Oh, you a freak. I knew it from the first time I saw you, the way you played with the tongue. I knew right then I would call you, so what it is. They call me super dumb from the veal, and I'ma tell you like this, cause a nigga so real and stay trill. Cause all I wanna do is just drill with that ass in the air and the pussy I kill. And I feel you love to fuck up on the hill. Suck dick from behind and take nut in your grill. So be chill, let's shut your mouth just for a second. Why ladies dig down on you just like I'm telling? Hey, it is, ho, what's up? Can a nigga get in them good? Cut you up like you ain't been cool. Show your ass how to really kiss a nigga. Give me your number and I'll call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We're live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We're getting it in. And you are live with DJ Unique, Team Cherokee's DJ in the building, along with Miss Nikki Rich. You can call in at 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest co-host or our guest for the night. And we have, first up, we have Jag Larceny coming through. And to everybody, you know, you can always call in and you can press 1. We have positive comments. So we do these screening, our calls. We never had an issue or anything like that. Just want to let everybody know, you know, that's how we do here at the Nikki Rich Show. We do have our chat room open as well. DJ Unique is in the building, and we're getting ready. We're getting ready for our hot interview with Jag Larceny, man.
What it is, yo. Or what's up? That's my joint right there. Yeah, you had me over there vibing. I had to put the speaker on speakerphone. I'm like, y'all had to jam for a little bit. Why we don't break there.
Now that song right there, I mean, it makes you want to go, hey, you know, you just jam. You just, it's like a song you just vibe to. When they
they're my homies right there, man. They might be calling in tonight, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I let them know that we're playing right now.com. So if it's a 404 number popping through, that might be one of the artists that's on that song, actually.
Oh, most definitely. We're going to be checking that out. We're screening the calls right now. Going down the road. Shout out to everybody listening in right now. Anything you'd like to share with our listeners? DJ
Unique. Oh, man, yeah, most definitely, man. First things first, man, to all the independent artists that's out there, man, doing their thing, man. Keep grinding, fulfill your dreams. Don't let nobody knock down your dreams, man, for real. Keep God first, and your blessings will come true. Believe that.
It will. And that's what we are doing now. We're working hard to just make a positive platform and help others succeed as they build their brand, because that's what we're doing now. You know what you want to do. You are building your brand, so we're helping you along the way by getting the word out on air on the Nikki Rich Show. That's what we do.
Most definitely, man.
And you can follow us on Twitter. We're on Twitter at Nikki Rich Show, and we're also on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich Show, at Miss Nikki Rich. And also, we're on Facebook under Nikki Rich, and also on Facebook under Nikki Rich Show. You can like us on Facebook, by the way. That's where we at.
That's what it do. And Miss Nikki Rich, you got a big shout-out. I got a text from Miss Bay Bay Bay, VH1. She said, She wish she can tune in. You know what I'm saying? She's in Atlanta right now, but she said big ups.
Out to Miss Bay Bay Bay. And we talked with her to get her on the show as well. She's doing her thing, VH1 Diva. Y'all might know her from Real Chance of Love. Yeah, I think that's right. I know it's Chance and Real, so they put it all together. But she's doing major things, as well as Sasu from Bad Girls Club. Shout out to her. She came through Friday, and we were glad to have her. You know, she's talking about her upcoming project, and she also has some music out. So y'all have to go check her out. She's on iTunes, and you can Google Sasu. She is everywhere. She's everywhere.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Shout out to her, man. Those are my people right there. You're going to have to get it in.
Oh, yes. We are. We definitely are. And,
Nikki,
you know,
Rich.
Yes. And we also getting ready, you know, April is not too far and it's not too long. April is my anniversary month. And it'll be a full year. Yes.
Uh-oh, so we might have to file on Raphael Sadiq then on that day. You might have to find him. It's our anniversary. Uh-oh, now. We might have to find him for that one. That would be hot right there, Miss Nikki. I'm proud of you. Salutes. You know what I'm saying?
Man,
yeah,
I'm trying to throw something big. I want to throw something really big because the anniversary is April the 5th, so I want to do something major.
Well, definitely, you know you want to do something. Come on, I know you got something up your sleeve. April, you got enough time. I know you're digging in the crates for something.
Oh, yeah. I'm digging because
I'm
really digging. Because that time, I mean, the year is already out. So that time, be here before you know it.
Most definitely, man. It was all good, man. You know I'm rocking with you, man, for real, man. To all the listeners out there, man, don't be scared to hit us up on the chat room, man. We taking questions also, man. Holla at Nikki. Holla at DJ Unique. We got a lot of big stuff going on, man, for real. We fucking with the whole city, man. Anywhere you at, no matter where you're from, you can be from space, we fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Holla at us, man. We're trying to grind. We're trying to build. Hey!
Exactly. And we're going to go to some more meet to Ludacris.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
Yeah.
Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta lick know what's your fantasy.
On a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Lick it, don't stop. Keep the door locked, don't knock. While the boat rock, we go by the robots, so they gotta wait till the show stops. Or how about on the beach with black sand? Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Table topper, just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park, to the point, to the flatland. That man ain't Ludacris. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. However you want it. Lover, gon' tap that ass. Don't see I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I grasp them. I flash them and I'll last them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Why you sass them? I let them free and they tell me what's they fantasy. Like up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
With the candles lit, you give it up till they go out. Or we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, cause you know it got sold out. The red carpet ticket just rolled out. Go ahead and scream, you can't hold out. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You want to make a brother beg for it, give me TLC, because you know I'll be too proud. We can do it in the White House, try to make them turn the lights out. Champagne with my campaign, let me do the damn thing. What's my name? What's my name? What's my name? The sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie. You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just fool me. On hay in the middle with a bomb. A rose petals on the silk seat. Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of a beat.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I wanna get you in the back seat, windows up, that's the way you like to fuck. Clogged up, fog alert, rip the pants and rip the shirt. Rough sex, make it hurt, in the garden, all in the dirt. Roll around, Georgia Brown, that's the way that I like it. Twerk, leg jerk, overwork, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Tag team, off the rope, on the ocean or in the boat. Factories are on honey's boat. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate, make it melt. Whips and chains, handcuffs, smack a little booty up with my belt. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. School teacher, let me get my reins.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. And I wanna, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know what's your fantasy.
Against our lives, the rap gods, Pac, B, and Jig, you dig. Pac big and jig it big. Did it against our life.
Pac was music savior. Big was the testament. And Jigga,
well,
that nigga's the president who was never meant to reach rap zenith. But the peanut outsmarted the elephants. He slipped through the tracks. Didn't he serve crack? That's irrelevant. I never observed that. That's what's wrong with blacks. They always skip the tracks. And when the music is over, niggas miss the facts. Then they wonder why they hit get scratched. When it was your time to shine, you missed the catch. If it take a brick to hit, then that's where your niche is at. The aim is to get your chips to stack. Like Zynga? Nah, like Jigga. Same concept, however, different figures. However, same concept, however, different figures. From the rap gods, Pac big and jig, you dig, did it against all odds. The rap gods, Pac big and jig, you dig, did it against all odds. The rap gods, Pac big and jig, you dig, did it against all odds. The rap gods, Pac big and jig, you dig, did it against all odds.
Bless all the brothers, man. Bless my brothers, man.
Nikki Reed.
That's right, the hottest show on the internet right now, the Nikki Rich Show. You're tuned in. We're in Charlotte, North Carolina. For those who are just tuning in right now, you can call in at 1-323-580-5749 and press that 1 if you would like to speak to our guest or our co-host tonight. DJ Unique in the building. He's going to be with us for the rest of the week. We getting it in, y'all. And we have two special guests coming through tonight. We have Jack Larceny. He's going to be talking about his upcoming projects and things that he is working on, as well as Special Ed. It's going to be a hot show, and I am truly excited about it tonight. Just so everybody knows, we have our new site, which is NikkiRichShow.com, as well as we are on everything. Well, this is 50. You can look up Nikki Rich, as well as LinkedIn, as well as HBCU link up. We linked up with the colleges. So like I said, we're doing major things. So y'all go check us out on HBCU link up, as well as MySpace. Yes, we still have MySpace, because there's never, you always want your face on everything. You want your name on everything. And I try to tell our indie artists that you want to be on everything. People laugh and joke, but those same people that you're laughing and joking about, they're on everything. I'm still on MySpace, Facebook, UMob, and everything that's out there, we getting it in. And everything is always changing. The sites are always changing. And I know some people always stick to Twitter and Facebook, but it's always something better. So always try to put your name and your face on every single thing so that everybody knows who you are and brand and your brand is. All right. DJ Unique, you still there?
Oh, you know I'm in the building. I ain't going nowhere not come. I'm here. You know I'm here.
You're in it to win it.
Man, come on, man. You already know me. 24-hour grind, man. I do this, man.
You in there like hot water cornbread.
Oh, man, hot water cornbread.
Hey! We're going to have to get Shawty to come through and sing that song for us one night.
Oh, man, he'll be definitely with it, man. I was big up to my big homie, you know what I'm saying? That's my homeboy, man. He actually on the GOAT mixtape, you know what I'm saying? He did the intro for the mixtape. So y'all go on DotPiff and get that, DJ Unique. All you got to do is put that search box, DJ Unique, DJ Spacebar Unique. All my mixtapes will come out. I'm like 10 strong right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Man, I love some Shawty. He always, what's my name, Shawty? You gonna know
man,
who Shawty is.
Man, you gotta see him live, nigga. You got to see him live, Nicky, man, for real. When he come in the area, man, you know I'm definitely going to be a VIP, pull out the red carpet, be like, dog, he's in the building, like, hey!
Yes, sir. Getting it in like hot water cornbread.
That's my joy right there, man.
Yes, yes. And, you know, what I'm starting new, I'm starting something new with the Nicky Rich Show. I'm going to be doing these little video diaries. And today I did a little promo. So y'all can go through the YouTube channel and you will see a promo for tonight of Jag Larceny as well as Special Ed. And I'm going to start doing these little video diaries, you know, at night. I just want our listeners and the fans out there to know who Nicky Rich is, you know, personally. And I think it's always good to do things like that because, you know, how technology is growing and you want to be, you know, I want to be in everybody's home pretty much. If I'm on your computer, I'm in your home. So I want everybody to know about the Nicky Rich Show because it is a positive platform for those who are trying to, you know, really get out there because we are worldwide. We have had people call in from just all over the world. You know, we got a chance to link up with some artists in the UK, and I also spoke with the guy out of the UK, and he told me if there's any artists here that would like to be on the show over there, then link them up, and that's what I'm here for, you know. I'm definitely going to do that. So, that I think
UK,
is awesome.
UK is big. The UK is big,
yeah.
Yo. You get down there, man, it's a wrap, man. I love it, man. I went to Germany, man. They didn't even know who I was, man. It's just the whole vision of it, you know what I'm saying, going around with a translator, you know what I'm saying, and going and visualizing the scene of people. They don't even understand the music that's coming out their mouths. And the, man, this is just nice, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody treats you like a star no matter who you is. You ain't from there, and they know it, you a star.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
Well, we want to let our listeners know that we're about to get this interview started, man. We got none other than Jag Larceny going to be in the building. So, y'all, tell your friends, tell everybody to text, tweet, Facebook, whatever you need to do right now, that Jag Larceny is on the air. So, call in at 323-580-5749. We're about to get it in. You ready?
Are you ready?
Oh, yes. You know I'm always ready.
Now, 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 now. Let's do it. Let's do it.
You said let's do it.
Dot biz. Let's go.
All right. Here we go.
Y'all are tuned into Miss Nicky Rich High Jive Urban Blog Talk Radio.
What it is, this your boy J. O. Winston, the candidate. One on my earth, know what I'm saying, coming out from 706. Y'all tune in to Miss Nicky Rich, Blog Talk Radio. If y'all ain't tune in, homie, something wrong with y'all. So get with the program, get with them, get rain over. Get with them, get lost on it. You know what I'm saying, y'all have to wear them on a well. The time y'all tune in, and let's get this thing pop.
Welcome back to the Nicky Rich Show, the hottest show on the planet. We getting in. We live. DJ Unique. We would like to welcome to the Nicky Rich Show, Jag Larceny. How are you doing today, Jag?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. We're glad to have you.
What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, you know, same old grind, different day, different movement.
Yeah, yeah. Always.
Yeah, we hear you doing major things out there.
I'm trying. You know, I'm out here working like a slave. You know what I'm saying? Trying to, you know, make a name for myself out here.
Well, definitely. We heard that you a part of one of the hottest freestyle artists that's in the game, man. Let us know a little bit about that.
Yeah, man. That's my man Cassidy. You already know. Part of Larson You Found. That's the squad. That's the name of the squad. You know me, him. My man ARF from Philly, you know, started this little crew up, and it's been looking good, man.
Most definitely, man. So what we should we expect from you, man?
You know, I got a mixtape coming on November 1st on that pitch with my man DJ Far. You know, we've been going in for the whole year, you know. I've been dropping mixtapes back to back. I just dropped the mixtape California ID. I got the new mixtape Art of the Freestyle coming, man. You know, I'm calling it Crown Me, basically. You know, I'm asking for the crown, so whoever got it, you know what I'm saying? I guess I'm going to have to come see him real soon.
Oh, man. Nikki, what you got to say about that, Nikki?
Man, that's what I'm talking about. You got to go see him. You got to go see him.
I like the aggressiveness.
Yeah. You know, I mean, if you keep playing with everybody that's at the same level of competition, you're not going to get nowhere. So, I'm going after the best.
That's what's up, man. So where you from?
I'm from Cali, man, South Central Los Angeles. You know, born in Watts, raised in South Central.
Okay. Now, L.A.
Yeah.
How's it working with Cassidy, man?
Everything going.
I think we lost, right? I'm not sure if we lost connection right there, but
I'm
are you there? Okay.
I think we lost them. You know how those smartphones is, Nikki. You know how they go. Sometimes you go in the area, they ain't too smart.
Man,
you know they
smart
phones.
Because you know I got one, and it goes in and out every now and then.
Right, you know me, man, I keep the basic, stay $50 a month, Boost Mobile, keepitreal.com.
Yes.
Be real.
Yeah, I think we got him. You there?
Yeah, this is me, I'm back.
Okay.
We lost you for a second.
Oh, man, you know they can't keep me away that long, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm right back at it.
That's what we're talking about.
So, Nikki, I know you got something to ask him.
Oh, yes. I was wanting to know, okay, I know where, because I know y'all came up with Larceny and Jag. So where did you get the name Jag, and where did you get the little, the name Larceny? Because I see a lot of, well, I see several people with the ending that says Larceny. So where did you get that name from?
Actually, Larceny Family, is that's Cassidy's production label, you know what I'm saying? That's his company. So
okay.
I'm just a member of Larceny Fam. You know, when you hear me yelling out P-Dub, what's happening, you hear me yelling that out on my songs, that's my team, you know what I'm saying? That's my team that actually, you know, engineer and produce and help me, you know, put all my projects together and stuff like that. And Larceny Fam is the actual production team, you know what I'm saying? So, and when people see Larceny, I'm just repping the team. My actual rap name is not Jag Larceny or nothing like that. It's just Chubby Jag, you know what I'm saying? So, everybody
okay.
see that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you hear me saying Chubby a lot, you know what I'm saying? That's me, Chubby Jag. So, just the Larceny I'm repping, that's just for the team that I'm, you know what I'm saying, that I'm with at the certain, you know what I'm saying, at this time. So, you know, I'm repping for the fam, that's all.
And I have a question. I know that some people tend to want to gravitate to, if it is a fam, they want to act as if they with that fam. Do you ever have that issue with people just putting that on the end of their name to act as if they're with you guys?
I mean, you get that a lot. You know, Twitter fans, or, you know, you'll see a fake Cassidy page, you know what I'm saying, or somebody will put Larceny and say that they rap too, but that, you know, it's all good, you know, they just rap it for what they listen to or what they like, you know, I don't have no problem with it, you know, we know, like, when the actual album come out or, you know, videos come out, you can actually see who from Larceny Fam, you actually know who from Larceny Fam from the songs that's being put out, so, you know, it's no new members on Larceny Fam or nothing like that. So, you know, when I see it, I pay it no mind. You know what I'm saying? I look at it like it's a good look. Why not?
I like the way you said that. You put that's real right there with you saying, you know, when the album come out, you know who name is on the album. That's real.
Yeah, you know, without a question.
Yeah, because a lot of people say stuff on Twitter, but then, you know, it don't be legit.
Yeah, it don't add up. You know, Twitter is like a, you know, that's that actual that website where you could be somebody that you always wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's that website where you could kind of like hide behind what's going on. So I think a lot of people, you know, they love Twitter for that. You know, so you see a lot of people going try to act like they real rappers or really balling or, you know what I'm saying? That's just the way of life. That's how people go about things, you know.
Most definitely, man. I respect that, man. But, you know, there's a lot of fake stuff going on the computer these days, man. It's just crazy right now. And he's definitely official, y'all, man, because, yo, your boy Cassidy, he could definitely co-signed you, you know what I'm saying? That's my dog right there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the big homie, man. So, wait, you said you from L.A., so what, basically, what's next on your trip with this thing you got going on?
Getting prepared, man. I'm just, you know what I'm saying, getting prepared for the actual, the Gangsta Grills, the mixtape, you know what I'm saying? We got a Larceny Fam project coming, you know, I don't want to talk too much about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I ain't supposed to spill the beans, but, you know, we got mixtape coming, album coming, a whole bunch of stuff. Me and DJ Far still running. I know everybody think it's, you know what I'm saying, we going to slow down. We not slowing down. We on everybody's neck all year. And when this year over, we on everybody's neck next year. You know what I'm saying? So if people going to see me all year round, man, I'm here. I ain't going nowhere.
Well, definitely, man. That's a real good look, man. So when is the mixtape dropping and the name of it?
The mixtape drops on November 1st. It's called The Art of the Freestyle Crown Me Edition. You know what I'm saying? Everybody go get it. DJ Far, Jack, Bad Piff, Peter, what's happening, Larceny Fam. You already know.
Most definitely. How long you been rapping?
I've been going in. It's my 10th year, man. You know what I'm saying? I've been going 10 years strong. Like, I ain't going to lie and say I've been rapping since I was 5 years old, or, you know what I'm saying, though it could be believable, you know what I'm saying, but nah, actually, you know, I've been rapping for about 10 years, you know what I'm saying, I've been listening to rap my whole life. I just really didn't have the confidence as a kid to, you know what I'm saying, pursue it. I didn't really think I could go do it, so I always wanted to do it, but I didn't think so, as the older I got, I started trying and I liked it, and I ran with it.
Most definitely. So who influenced you to rap? Who is that person that you like, yo, I'm about to go do this?
Man, Big. First rap song I ever heard that I actually liked, that I heard for myself, you know what I'm saying, was Juicy. Juicy got me running, you know what I'm saying? Once I listened to Juicy, I got the Doggy Style album. I listened to Snoop on the Doggy Style album for a long time, you know what I'm saying? And I went to Ice Cube, West Side Connection. And then after I was done with the West and studying everybody on the West, then I went to the East. You know, I did what a lot of West Coast, not even artists, just West Coast people don't do. You know, once we get something, when we was popping on the West, like in the 90s, we was just listening to just West Coast. You know how the beef was going, and we ain't really, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of people grew up not even knowing nothing about East Coast rap. But I wanted to be able to see what they was talking about too, so I switched my pitch and started listening to Cannabis and Jada Kiss, Jay-Z, and you know what I'm saying? I started studying the game, and that's how I was able to mold myself.
Most definitely. So what's in your CD player right now as we speak?
GZ last mixtape, you know what I'm saying? I'm bumping GZ, a little Meek. I still got the Cash album in there, you know, Cash last album, and Meek. California ID.
I know that's right. You said that me. No, you ain't know
yeah.
You think me.
Yeah.
I know that's right, man. Most definitely, man. I know Nicky Richie in the background. Like, I know you got something to say, boo boo. What else, nigga?
Where she at?
No, I don't know where Nikki at.
Nikki didn't cut off the line.
No, I'm here. I was just going to ask, who was the very first person, a very first song you listened to that just really blew your mind besides the Juicy that you were talking about? Like, I know some people had Michael Jackson and different things. Was it Juicy, or did you have another song in general?
Yeah, you know, actually it wasn't rap, though. I was a big R&B fan. You know, I used to mess with Jodeci back in the days. You know, Jodeci, you know what I'm saying, they held it down for a little second. That's what I grew up on, you know what I'm saying? Me and Moms used to be, you know, in the whip bumping the Jodeci, or if it ain't the Jodeci, it was Juicy. I only listened to, like, you know, a couple things. I was in the whip with Moms, you know, as a kid, so I didn't really get a chance to pick what I wanted to listen to. I had to listen to whatever she was listening to, so, you know what I'm saying? But she listened to rap, too, so we was good. I got a lot of Biggie and a lot of Jodeci.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I also want to know, you know, as far as your music, like, how would you describe your type of music? And, you know, I would say three words. Well, how do you say your type of music is?
Universal, new. You know what I'm saying? It's a sound that you're familiar with, but it's a sound that you're not familiar with. Like, you can't put your finger on my music. Soon as you think you can, or you figure Jag out, or you figured this style out, I'm gonna switch it up and go to a new style. So I'm always trying to catch everybody off guard. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm just, as far as versatility goes, I got that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm very versatile, different from these other artists where you just stick them in one little lane. You can't stick me in the lane. I could do whatever you're telling me to do. You want me to go hood, I could do it. You want me to go salsa, I could do it. Don't matter. I do this. I do music. You know what I'm saying? So as long as I'm here, I'm going to be universal and versatile and bring something new to the game always.
That's what's up, man. That's a real good look, man. So, you know, the Nikki Rich Show, you know what I'm saying, you know we have a lot of independent artists that's listening, you know what I'm saying, what's the best advice you can give to them?
Man, work hard every day, man, you know what I'm saying, don't ever think that you're working harder than the next person, you feel me, work extra hard. When you think you're going hard, work a little harder, you know what I'm saying, because there's always somebody else that's trying to take that, you know what I'm saying, that's where I'm at, I'm hungry. Like, so you run into somebody else who's hungry, you know, you might not be on your P's and Q's how you're supposed to be. Just always stay on your P's and Q's. Always stay on top of it, man. Work hard. You know what I'm saying? And it'll come. Chase the dream, not the money.
I know that's right.
You know what I'm saying?
We have some callers coming through. So
okay.
I see we got a caller from a 336 number. Caller, you are on the air with Miss Nikki Rich. Tell us your name and where you calling from. And we are live with Jag Larceny.
Hi, this is Felicia, and I am... Hey, how are you?
Good.
Felicia, how you doing? What's happening?
We doing fine. I am the mother and manager of 13-year-old hip-hop rapper Young Sax.
Okay.
And we're out of High Point, North Carolina.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I just actually tuned in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Are you there?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
You said you have a son that raps? Yeah, Young Sax. He's 13 years old. He actually been rapping for a while, but legally we started putting his music out there on May 9th of this year. And
okay,
it's actually taken off really well. He is a versatile person. Not only do he rap, but he plays a saxophone as well. So he's been playing the sax for about 3 years. But he's been around music his entire life.
Okay. Well, we live with Jag. He's in the building right now. he's doing major things as well. And, you know, I'm not sure if you got a chance to listen to him, listen to the interview a little bit earlier.
No, I didn't. I actually just tuned in, so pardon me for, you know, moving a little slow, but I'd be trying to rush home to try to get on so I can get logged on and tune in to the show.
Oh, that's good. But thank you for showing your support, and we wish Young Sax all the best.
Absolutely, and I would definitely tell him. I mean, it means the world. And, you know, just so you know, if you guys want to, you know, tune in or be able to listen to some of his music, you can actually check his page out on www.refurbnation.com/YoungSax, YungSax. You can also Google his name. It'll bring up everything on it.
Definitely. Well, thank you for tuning in to the Nikki Rich Show.
Absolutely. Anytime.
Tell a friend to tell a friend. Let's go.
Yes, ma'am. All right, we're going to go to some more callers. I see we have a 704-777 number.
Hey. That's a private number.
Hey.
Hello. How you doing? This is Special Ed.
Hey, Special Ed.
Hey, how you doing?
Is this good.
What it do? Everything cool, man. Just here holding it down. I just came from my walk. I walked a couple miles, you know what I'm saying? You got to walk a couple miles in my shoes, you know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Well, you just hold tight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going down. Nothing much. We're on we're talking with Jag Larceny right now, and we're going to get with you in just a few. So we're just going, we have so many callers, man. We're just going down the list. It's crazy.
All right, do the thing. Let everybody get their proper time and shine on, and I'm listening. I'm here.
All right.
We got you, baby.
So we just rolling through the punches. I see we got a 704-904 number. 904, you're on the air with Nikki Rich.
Hey, Nikki, Big Daddy, 403 Mob here. How are you tonight?
I'm good. We are live with Jag. He's in the building.
Hey. Hey, Jag, how are you, buddy?
I'm all right. What's happening?
Oh, well, 403 Mob, we always stay on the grind. That's for sure. I got to shout out Miss Nikki Rich. MissNikkiRich.com, that's a tight website. Whoever put that together for you, we need to shout them out as well. That website is tight, I'm telling you what.
Thank you, Nikki.
All right.
And guess what? We're going to be featuring Jag. We're going to have his stuff up, and we're going to be featuring him on there. You know, so y'all be able to see everything by tomorrow, because we want to have everything about you on that website, Jag. So we're going to let the listeners and everybody that's tuned in know that you will be featured on our site, you know. So it'll be up tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So thank you, 403 Mob. We're going to get to some more callers, man. It's crazy right now. It's crazy.
I understand. I got one quick announcement, if you'll let me. We have a Facebook promo going on. We're going to release a song off of Mob Life Volume 1 called Apocalyptic if we get 1,000 likes by January. So by January 1st. So go on Facebook and like 403 Mob Musician Band site.
Definitely. Thank you. All righty.
Next call.
It's crazy tonight, y'all. We're getting in on the Nikki Rich Show. It's live. We got a 973-592 number. 973, you on the air with Nikki Rich and DJ Unique.
What's up, Unique? What's up, Jag? What's up, Miss Rich? You already know who this is. It's your boy, Mega the Man. What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
What's going on, Mega? Tell him where you calling from.
Right now, I'm calling from the planet Jersey. And, you know what I'm saying? I'm tuning in because I got to, like, you know what I'm saying, show homage and respect and whatnot to the legends, you know what I'm saying, and you know what I'm saying, and the new legends, you know what I'm saying, anybody that worked with Cats and whatnot, you know what I'm saying, that's definitely official business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, pop yeah.
News. Not to the real special ed. Yes. You know what I mean? That's still my dude, you know what I'm saying? I just hit him up, just followed him on Twitter. Maybe I can get a follow back, maybe not. But, hey, it is what it is.
What it is.
He followed, man. Yes. He definitely followed. I'm going to hit you with the follow, too, Jack. I got a question, right? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, hold on. If somebody wanted to fuel you, like, on one of your mixtapes or whatever, because I'd be like, I put some bangers together. I've been, like, on Reverb Nation number one on just for beats in general. I've been number one for, like, 7 months. So, like, I was kind of, because I wanted to do some things and whatnot with Kaz. Like, I wanted to know, like, where I can submit some heat. Like, I'll do it just on GP or just do it for 6 points on royalties, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or just for promo purposes. It don't matter. I just want to fuel some heat. It's something I've always seen in Kaz that I've seen in me. You feel me? I don't know. Every time I've seen him, it's something I can't explain that. It's like looking in the fucking mirror. Excuse me. Like looking in the mirror. You feel what I'm saying? That goes for you,
without
too.
A question.
Listening, you know what I'm saying? I like to know, where can I submit some heat? You know what I'm saying? I'm relevant on the web. Like, I'm relevant.
Hit the Twitter. Hit me with an email, and I'll hit you, you know what I'm saying, hit you back with an email, and that's the easiest. You know what I'm saying? Any beat that Cash, you know what I'm saying, usually get if it's not going, you know, his email is going to my email. I usually take the beats, though, and then, you know, send them off or whatever, or, you know what I'm saying, we, you know, so just send them to the email or, you know what I'm saying, we, and that's not, that's it. It gets straight to them.
All right. That's what it is. Well, Miss Rich, you know, nothing but props, nothing but respect. Unique, you know, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all doing that thing, man. Y'all doing that thing, man. Y'all definitely getting it in, man. This dude kind of killed me with that all right, man. He killed me with that all right. I'm with that Kevin Hart stuff. But,
All right.
Excited to be on the line tonight, though. You know what I'm saying? Girl, you're doing big things. You know what I'm saying? Straight to the top. You already know how we do. Boom.
Yes. Thank you. Much love to everybody that's tuned in. It is crazy. The chat room live. Man, the phones are crazy right now. I'm just going down each one, just hitting the button. You know, it's crazy. And that's how we do it on the Nicki Rich Show, each and every Sunday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mega the Man, y'all, he is doing his thing as well. Y'all support the brother and everybody that called in. Thank you so much. And we just getting it in tonight. We have Jag to come through. I mean, that's real right there for him to just come through and show love. Thank you so much, Jag, for just,
being a part of the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. All right. I don't mean to cut the conversation, but, man, this is how we got to do it real, Jag, man. Let them know how to find you if they want to do any collab or book you for a show. We can't end it like that. We got to let the world know how to find you, big homie.
Yeah, you already know, man. Twitter.com/Jag_larceny. That's LARSINY. You can hit me on YouTube /Jag Larceny Music. You know what I'm saying? PWID.com. DJ Farb/blogspot.com. You can hit me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, wherever. Any one of those little social networks, I'm all over it, man. So y'all can find me easy. It's your boy Chubby Swag Jags did a through the big deal. He said it first. I put in the verse, nigga. What's happening? Larceny fam, Peter. What's happening, man? We in here.
I like it. That sounded good, didn't it?
He broke it down.
Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
he just let everybody know.
Twitter, man, make sure you keep up, man, because see the next thing up, man, and you also follow me on Twitter at DJUnique23, you know what I'm saying? Cassidy, that's my dog, he'll let you know about me, you know what I'm saying? And all I can say is, man, you got my support, man, whatever you need, man, just holler at Nikki, and we got you.
Good looking,
and,
man, I
and
need that love, likewise.
Speaking of Cassidy, we were on a show the other night, and Cassidy came through, and, he, you know, he was showing love to Jag, you know, I got a chance to hear him. You know, he was showing love to you as well, and that was at Harbortown Entertainment Show. It was pretty hot. I said, that was real.
Yeah. What's your boy, DJ Unique. Hey!
Ah, yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, Cass, yeah, that's man. My bro, man. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know, when we yell out that family, you know what I'm saying, that's real. So, you know, that's my bro for real, for real. You know what I'm saying? I would expect him to show love same way I would show love. You know, how that's how family do it.
Most yes, definitely. He was. Much love to Cassidy out there. I'm a hustler.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
you better
dog.
Ask about me.
Yeah.
But we thank you, and you know we got to have you back. We got to have you back. We don't just, you know, have an artist on the show and just be done with it, you know, like, I've seen artists come on, and then that's it. You know, we try to build relationships with all the artists that's being part of the Nikki Rich Show, and we just move from there, and everybody just building their brand, and that's how we do it.
Yeah, without a question, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely got to come, you know what I'm saying, come stop by out there, you know, North Carolina. I've been there once. I definitely got to come back out there and show some love, too, you know what I'm saying? So most definitely I'm going to come back and stop through the show. I'm always here. I'm working 24/7, so, you know, ain't no thing.
Exactly. We might can get you to co-host like we doing DJ Unique tonight.
Yeah. Why not? When you're doing a good job,
yes.
Unique, you already know, bro.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, sound like you did this before, you know what I'm saying?
No, you know how we do it, .com?
Yeah, all day.
Yes. We get it in all day, every day. So we thank you again. So, you know, first, before you leave, I want to say shout out to your management, by the way. They came through. They were very prompt about everything and getting you on the show. That's real. You got a good team behind you.
Yeah. You gotta have a good team nowadays. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way you're gonna be able to hold up in this game. You definitely can't do nothing yourself. And due to these labels not really, you know, putting the proper money behind artists now or the proper back end, you need a team with you in the streets, a team that's going to be able to get stuff handled on a business level, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I understand.
Without a question. I don't want to hold you guys up too much longer. I know y'all got, you know what I'm saying, the legend back there, you know, finna come through and do his thing. I'm going to be listening, too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Special Ed. You ain't actually get a chance to actually, you know what I'm saying, talk it out or nothing like that, but shout him out. You know what I'm saying? He got a big name, man, especially, you know, hip-hop. A lot of people, you know what I'm saying, know who that man is. He did a bunch of crazy things in this game. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to that dude, and shout out to Nikki Rich Show, you know what I'm saying? You already know, crazy. Yeah, I won't hold you guys up too much longer, man. It's your boy, Chubby.
And Chubby, before you go.
Yeah.
Chubby Jag.
You did this before.
You already know .com, bro.
Let's go.
Let's get it.
Chubby Jag in the building. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right. That was Chubby Jag come through of Jag Larceny. You might know him as the Larceny Fam. Next up, we're getting ready for our second half of the show. And also, it's indie night, so we're going to slam a jam them tracks tonight. Well, not really slam a jam. We're going to spin or no spin. That's what we're going to call it, spin or no spin. and we're going to determine if we're going to put the, you know, keep the music in rotation. But we have a special treat. We have Special Ed in the building. But before we get to our special guest on our second half, we're going to go to this Rick Ross Tupac back. Stay tuned, y'all.
Maybach music.
Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row. Bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back.
Tupac back. I'm two Glock strapped. Rolling down in Philly, this the new Iraq. Soon as I hit the hood, they screaming, who got whack? It's a recession on the work, I'm screaming, who got crack? I'm sipping Hennessy, riding on my motherfucking enemies. Sliding in the back, I'm screaming MMD. 10 bitches and they down, so it's Tennessee. Hail Mary, put my wrist on froze. Presidential with gold. Nigga play with my money, my shooters lifting his soul. Throw the kick like a soccer. Bullets hitting the goal. Bitch, I'm like Darren Wall, cause I just give him and go. Plotting on his new seven. I just picture me rolling. Pockets look like they're praying because some bitches are swollen. Got a flip I can loan. All the bitches can hold them. Look at the motherfucking wheels. Them bitches are stolen. They screaming.
Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All eyes on me. Better picture me rolling. Grind brand new rims, but them bitches are stolen. Stranded on death row. Bring to heaven my baby, but I'm stacking my paper. I need a brand new Mercedes. They screaming Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back.
Mommy is sober. Daddy is dead. To catch a nigga that did it, and we gon' carry his head. Fucking 911. Tell him, have him a bed. I'm talking death row records. Tell him, have me a dead and let it burn. I'm screaming, free my nigga Earn. Meet you with no hesitation. We can't even get a turn. Got my Machiavelli CD and I listen, then I learn. Grab my Mac up off the truck, so my OG said, hold it firm. I'm dreaming, spitting with pot. Talking cipher's a bitch. Try to send me a steak with the license to bid. Had me scraping my wax, sleeping my knife in the bed. They got a nigga on point like it's the price of my head. I'm going mad. Got me knocking suckers on their back. In these cells, raising hell, trying to get back to the track. But don't never get it twisted. It's me, Millie, spitting facts. But somebody said they seen it and they mean it, so they said it screaming.
Tupac back. Tupac back. That's all these bitches screaming at. Tupac back. All
Nikki Reeves.
All right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. We are live, DJ Unique, co-hosting with us all the week. You can call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And that lets us know you would like to speak to myself, our co-host, or our guest. And right now, we get into it. We get into our second half of the show and our second interview. We would like to welcome none other than the hip-hop legend, Special Ed, to the Nikki Rich Show. Welcome, Special Ed.
Nikki Rich, what's good in the hood? You can hear me good?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
That's what's up. Yeah, everything is everything. Just holding it down. You know, like I said, I just came from my little nature walk. You know what I'm saying? I came back into the Nikki Rich Show.
That's what I'm talking about. We're glad to have you.
Wow, there's a legend right here on the phone right now, man. I'm still playing this man records right now, man. What's good, Ed, man? How's everything, bubba?
Everything good, man. Respect, man, and it's a pleasure to be here. You know, just to be appreciated after putting in so much work in the game for so many years. You know, I dedicated more than half my life to this, so it's good to know that. So somewhere, it is appreciated, and there's, you know, it's all been for a reason.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a while. It's been a long time. You've been in the game for a while, a long time.
Yeah, but don't tell the young listeners that, man. You know what I mean? I just turned 22, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it is.
22?
You know what?
22,
you
tell
know,
them Tupac
head.
Back. Shout out
you know,
to Tupac.
You know, all the ladies. Yes, most definitely. You know, all the ladies love Special Ed because you, to me, you was about the very first one. I know it was others, but I always know you for that good hair. And I know that all the ladies love Special Ed. He had that good hair.
Well, you know, I try to keep it popping. You know, that I get that from my parents. You know, my mother and father got that mix going on. So, you know, shout outs to them, my parents, for having me and making me what I am today. You know, it took a lot of discipline to get like this.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you've been doing your thing over the years and still doing it right now. I mean, like, how did you even get started in the music industry in itself?
Well, basically, you got to pretty much strong arm your way in, unless you get discovered. But I was in a place where ain't nobody came to discover anybody. So being where I'm from, I had to make a name for myself in the hood. And pretty much that is what developed my skills to the level where, you know, I was able to make records and do it for real. Because I was pretty much just doing it as a hobby and starting, like, in junior high school. And then, you know, battling. We used to battle on the way home, me and my man Gage. You know, David Vera, shout him out. He's got some stuff out still going. So, you know, it's like we ain't never going to stop. But since then it just developed, and then my friends started telling me, yo, Ed, you should do this for real. And, you know, I pretty much went with it and sought out Howie T. And Howie T, you know, lived across the street from my cousin, and she took me over there, and I just started spitting on Impeach the President. And, you know, it was a wrap. That's how we got where we at. But I had to be aggressive. You know, I was 15 years old. I was still in high school, and I wanted to make records. So I had to basically, you know, do a lot of footwork and a lot of walking. You know how they say you got to crawl before you walk? Well, I walked a lot. I walked a whole lot. Yeah, so
you are today.
I just had to be a determined youth, you know what I mean? I had to say, I can't stop because I'm young. I can't stop because ain't nobody going to listen. I had to be really, really confident about what I was doing and adamant about the whole situation, even to, you know, get somebody to pay attention.
Exactly. And, you know, so tell everybody, how did you get the name Special Ed? Where did that come from?
Well, I was toying around with a lot of names as an MC, you know, Ed Ski. I went through the Ed Ski, the Eddie Love, all that type thing. And then, you know, one day we was outside my high school, Erasmus, and one of my boys, E-Dot, Eric Green, you know, he's a little bit younger than me, but that was one of the homies. So he was like, yo, you should use the name Special Ed. And I thought about it. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Because even though it has a kind of derogatory meaning, on the same level, my name is Ed. And special could be special meaning anything special. And
right.
as well as special education, because I be schooling these niggas. So I'm schooling them. My name is Ed. I'm special.
That's what I'm talking about.
Plus, I had the whole, you know, I was a little extra maybe as a youth. So I was kind of like, I was never in those classes, but I pretty much had the behavioral patterns of I could have been. It was a toss-up. Now, I was very intelligent. You know, I did very well in my academics, but I was, I lived down the street from all the schools, and I was a neighborhood kid, and, you know, that I went that way as well. So, You know, I was kind of a little wild with it. So that's where the name Special Ed really came from, was a combination of everything.
Wow. So you said you was 15 when you first put out your first song, or?
I was 15 years old when I first recorded the entire album.
Wow.
And then by the time it was released, I had turned 16. You know,
wow.
Because we had to go through a long, lengthy legal process because of my age and being able to sign a contract. It had to go through the court system, you know what I mean, family, almost like family court type shit where this was going to
wow.
be a real contract. Yeah, it was something different. They hadn't done it really, and especially in rap, I should say. And they had to go through a lengthy process just to make sure it was even legal, because for me to sign a contract at that young age needed an extensive process.
Wow, man. It's crazy.
That took about a year.
Right.
Yeah, so I went
wow.
through all of that, and it became official. And when the song dropped, I was a senior in high school, and I was 16 years old.
Man, how was it in high school when it dropped, man?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, man, it was kind of a toss-up because I went to a high school called Erasmus Hall High School, and I went there for all of my high school life, like, you know, the 4 years. And then on the fourth final year, right before my music was going to come out, because everyone in Erasmus knew me. I was pretty much like, you know, the mayor, you know, on that rap shit. So an unfortunate incident happened, and I had to leave the school. You know, I was
wow.
forced to leave. Yeah. The system, the man, you know what I'm saying?
The man. That was a big record for you, man. What was your first single you actually dropped?
I Got It Made. So what happened was I switched schools right before the record came out.
Right.
And I went to Tilden, Samuel J. Tilden, for the like half of the last year. So pretty much I was new to that school, and there was only maybe a few heads from my side of town there because that school was further away from my house. So I knew some heads in there, but it wasn't like it was in my original school. So I kind of went through the whole stardom shit. It was a little brand new over there. And it was very different because I wasn't really familiar with everybody. So I just kind of, it was kind of like, almost like, yeah, they, you know, they just know me because of the music when everybody at my old school know me because of me. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So it was almost something like that. So it was a little weird, but you know what I'm saying? All in all, we was all still kids and we all came up and it is what it is.
Man, that's crazy, man. Because I remember
that
the first
is.
Time I saw the movie, that video, man. It was on Video Music Box. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I saw it, I went and got the vinyl. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got it made. The beat was so hard, man. But
that
I had another question for you, man.
That
where
was
you that's kid.
Yeah.
That nigga.
Yeah, nah, I mean,
okay.
that was a big record for me. And the way it took off, man, I was kind of surprised myself because I would go everywhere, and it's different when you actually hear it coming out the cars. You can hear it on the radio or whatever, and, you know, that's what it is. But when you hear it coming out of people's cars and they all playing it, it changes, you know what I mean? Shit changed, like, oh, shit, they really appreciate it, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to, you know, something that the record, the radio forcing on you. You know what I'm saying? It's something that was big in the streets. Everywhere I went, it was just like everybody knew it, and, you know, they loved the record. So I just, I'm appreciative for that. You know, for me
yeah.
to go across the country or across the world somewhere, and they loving the record, you know, and they know it. And I'm, you know, it just, you know, it's overwhelming at times, but, you know, that's what I did it for. So I guess I achieved my goal in that respect.
Right, you definitely did, man. For real, man, I know you be going out hitting the clubs, like on special appearances. Do you go in the clubs now today and you hear your music playing? If you hear it, how do it make you feel?
It feel good, man, because a lot of times, you know, it's still rocking. You know, the people react to it. And, you know, I do shows, like, regularly, like, you know, all month, you know what I'm saying, mostly weekends when people do shows. But, you know, I be on the road all year, for years.
Right.
And, yeah. So it's like, you know, I've been going through this, and just to see the longevity and how long this song, you know, is standing the test of time. And for me, that's the greatest achievement, you know what I mean? Aside from the accolades, I never really got any kind of awards or notation or nothing for what I've done, but it means more to me to be able to see for myself that it still affects people's lives.
Well, definitely, man. You know, I spin your joint, man. That was a classic record right there, man. The Magnificent, man. You know, like I said, it's a blessing to have you on the show. On the Nicky Rich Show, man, just roll with us, man. Keep keeping it rocking, man, for real. That's the only thing I can say, man. You a legend in the game, man, for real, man.
Yeah, I'm here, man, and I just, you know. Yeah, I just wanted to, like, you know, let the new artists know, too, man. You know, I know it's an abundance of artists out. It's like a crabs in a barrel. But you just got to be focused on what you're doing, you know, and make that good music. Your music can't be subpar, it can't be okay or all right. Make some bangers, make some heat, make some shit you're proud of, you know what I'm saying, and everyone else can be proud of. And at the end of the day, that's what's going to separate you from the rest.
Exactly. Well, I want to go to one of I Got It Made, so we're going to go ahead and, you know, we're going to play this. We're live with Special Ed on the Nicky Rich Show with DJ Unique and Miss Nicky Rich. Y'all stay tuned. Hi.
We need to do this right, baby. You know how we do. Let him introduce the joint. You know what I'm saying? Let's do it different tonight, man.
There you go.
Oh.
I'm your idol, the highest title, numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the cooling is off, then I'm about to spool it with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm special ed and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it, may
got it, may got it, may
I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted. Never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, yet I still want more. Kinda find a Honda scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An accountant to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear to everyday. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it really doesn't matter how much I spent. Because yo, I make fresh rhymes daily. You burn me? Really? Think, just blink, and I've made 1 million rhymes. Just imagine if you blink 1 million times. Damn, I'd be paid. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made. I'm kind of spoiled, cause everything I want, I got made. I wanted gear. Got everything from cotton to suede. I wanted legs. I didn't beg, I just got laid. My hair was growing too long, so I got me a fader when my dishes got dirty. I got Cascade, and when the weather was hot, I got a spot in the shade. I'm wise because I rise to the top of my grade. Wanted peace on earth, so to God I prayed. Some kids across town thought I was afraid they couldn't harm me. I got the army brigade, I'm not a traitor. If what you got is greater, I'll trade, but maybe later, cause my waiter made potatoed alligator souffle. I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
I got it made.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the host, Miss Nikki Rich. Y'all, we are getting in. You were just listening to the legend, hip-hop legend that is. That was Special Ed, I Got It Made. Man, we're getting in tonight. He is in the building. And, y'all, we just want to thank him for being with us tonight. Y'all just hold on for a few. We're going to get back with him. But I do want to let you know, all you to know that you can call in at 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. And I do want everybody to know that we bring the hottest guests each and every Sunday through Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We live right now, Charlotte, North Carolina. We have Special Ed in the building right now, and along with DJ Unique of Team Cherokee DJs, you were just listening to Special Ed, I Got It Babe. Right now, we're going to some phone lines. We do have some people on the phone lines. I'll just hold tight. The lines are crazy, and sometimes when the lines are crazy, it kind of throws everything off, so you just have to hold tight right now. So just stay tuned to the Nikki Rich Show. We're going to get to our callers, and callers right now, we're getting to you right now, but it's just so crazy right now because the lines are just flooded, so y'all have to bear with us. Sometimes when there's too many callers, it can kind of throw everything off. So just bear with us. And we're going to get to back with Special Ed, our special guest tonight. Also, just want to let everybody know that tomorrow we will be having our Sex, Love, Raw, Uncut with Troy Rawlings. He will be on as well as models. And also we will be having Thursday Project Pat coming through, Project Pat and Jay Hood, as well as Rodney Perry. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. And Friday we're bringing in Donnell Jones, and we're bringing in also Jay Styles. But we're getting back with our callers in just a few. We're just trying to fix some things because I see our lines were going up and down. So y'all just have to bear with us. We're having a little technical difficulties, and we're going to get back with our special guest. So that's what we're working on right now. I know you heard some little noise in the background. That's because it's down. It shuts our system down sometimes when we have too many, but we're going to handle that in just a few. And also, you know, on Sunday, we will be having gospel inspiration. We go 6 days a week on the Nikki Rich Show. So we're live. We're getting it in. And we'd like to thank Jag Larceny for coming through tonight. So we're getting it in right now. Y'all have to bear with me. We're getting everything straight back with the show. We just have to get back to our guest. I got knocked off line just now, so we're going to get it cracking. But, yeah, you were just listening to Special Ed, I Got It Made, and we're talking with him right now on the hottest show on the planet. And we're just getting it in. Also, you can follow on Twitter at Special Ed, and also follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or at Nikki Rich, and go to NikkiRichShow.com. You can listen live there. And if you're listening live there, you will also see that we have different features, and we will be featuring Special Ed on there as well, and also DJ Unique. And you can go to podcasters right now. We have listeners all over the world that tune in, and we are podcasting live. So we're getting it in, y'all. We're getting it in. And this will be recorded, and you can go back and listen to the archives, all the shows, any show that you would like to listen to, you can always go back and listen. So Yeah, just hold tight. We're almost there. We're getting it in. I got knocked off just a few minutes ago because it was a lot of people called, so I'm just now logging back into the system. So we're having a little technical difficulty, so y'all excuse us. That's what happens with the Internet sometimes. If it gets too many people, it can kind of throw you off. And I know y'all know from me going down that list of people that was calling in, and it's just the Internet. But we getting it back right now. And we're going to get back to our guest for the night. And we also have Slammin' a Jammin' tonight where we determine if we're going to spin or not the artist and keep it in rotation. But I see we back. We back. You have to excuse me. I got thrown off when I was going to the college, Special Ed.
It's back. Nikki is back.
We back, we back.
You got to do the remix.
Back. All right, all right,
back.
All right.
Nikki's back.
Y'all,
all right.
I have to keep talking because if it gets a lot of callers, I mean, it'll just kind of throw me out for a second. So when I was going to the callers,
see, when you said when you knew Special Ed was calling in, you should have got two more laptops plugged in.
Oh man.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
I want to shout out my
extra line. I have an
yeah,
extra line.
Shout out, some people while we rebooting. Shout out my man Rasan, aka Aquaman, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Woods and Jay Styles, you know, my man DJ Bro Rab. Everybody Dice, everybody in the area, you know what I'm saying, that keeping funky, holds it down. My man Chiyu Dalla, producer KT, Super Dave, the list goes on, Mark Sparks, you know, I'm out here working, I'm out here grinding, you know, I got with some people, and for all the people that are here, I'm in Charlotte, you know, for whoever don't know. You know, I'm here, and for everyone that has embraced me and show love, I show love, too, the same way. So I've been working with quite a few artists as well as producers in the area, recording and doing things. So, you know, I want to shout everybody out. It's a little time to reflect, you know what I'm saying?
Charlotte, North Carolina, stand up.
We in the building. We in the building. Charlotte is holding it down.
Yes, I want to go to some callers, and then we're going to get back to another track you have also. I want to go to some callers. We have a 973 number calling you on the air with
Jersey.
Jersey,
what up?
Yo, again, your boy Mega. I'm still on deck. It's your boy, all right,
what up,
man.
Mega? Yeah, we having technical extremities, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you got to expect that though, Ed, man. You know what I'm saying? When the lines get heavy, man, like the Blog Talk can't take it, man. It just shut it down. That's how they go. man. But, yo, props, respect to you all the way around. Like, I don't know. I still know every word that went up to that shit. Like, I still got things of that nature. You know what I'm saying? You truly an icon. You know what I'm saying? Nobody, as far as I'm concerned, nobody ever did it the way you did it. You know what I mean? From being the world's biggest liar or whatever it was, you know what I'm saying? Nobody ever did it the way you did it. You know what I mean? I don't know. Just like I said, like, I'm up and coming to 1 Hour Production and stuff like that, man, and I love to fuel any of your projects, like, whatever it is. Like, if I could just, I want to twist some heat up for you. I just want to twist some heat up for you. You know what I mean? Just knowing that you're still out there landing them punches on the chins like that.
Yeah.
I followed you and whatnot on Twitter or whatever, you know what I'm saying? If I could shoot an email to you or something, man, so I could show you an example.
That's how I do it. I mean, the email for everybody listening, producers, artists, y'all want me to hear things and work with things, it is specialedmusic@gmail. You know what I'm saying? I ain't scared of communicating. I ain't scared of work. You know, really, you know, that's it. This is what we do. You got to be aggressive in order to make it and do things. So I'm out there, you know what I'm saying? So y'all want to build, y'all get down. Let's see what it is.
And, like, one more thing I want to say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, me and my camp, man, We like underdogs, like, you know, my camp is straight from the gutter, and, like, we making a lot of noise, bro. And, like, if it come down to it where we got to help you promote, you know what I mean? We need to chop it up, dog. We need to chop it up. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I was saying earlier, like, some people, like, they shouldn't even try to make a comeback, but, like, you were, like, one of them dudes that never left. So, like, you feel what I'm saying? So, like, you know, like, if you need that team, like, we got people in place that are, like, you know what I mean? That have your, if you, your phone connected to your Twitter, it'll have your phone, like, you be ready to throw your phone. Like, it be ringing so much.
Right. Right. That's a fact, though. That's real deal, and that's part of the game these days, especially with the social networking and technology, the same way we got them, you know, them Canon digital cameras and that Pro Tools and them laptops. It's all a part of today's age. So if we can utilize resources in any way we can, and that's what we're supposed to do. So like I said, feel free to communicate. It's specialedmusic@gmail.com. Hit me up.
I got you.
Let me know what's good. I get them MP3s, you know what I'm saying, them MP4s, videos, everything. Like, keep the lines open, you know?
Okay, can I ask you one more question before, you know, we sign off and go to some more callers, right? Like, what I was following with Special Ed before, like, I wanted to make sure that, you know, like, I know this is you now. Now I know it's you. You know what I'm saying? You know, because it was going through the thing with the verifications and this, that, and the other, or whatever. I may be able to help you out with that, too, but whatever. But is this the same one that's connected to the Fat Boys and Prince Marky D or whatever?
That's me. Special Ed. It's just the word Special Ed.
Okay, I just want to make sure when that I was following the right. I want to make sure that I'm following the right.
Nah, that's me. What it is, man, really, when I first, you know, got on Twitter, I tweeted a little more. But just over time, I'm not really the yap type too much. It's good for promotion and to reach out to people and stuff, but I don't really tweet too often. So I might tweet here and there, but a lot of it is promotion and you know, that's what it is for me at this point. I ain't really, you know, opening the doors to everything in the world because everybody don't need to know everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but,
true.
Right, but I do what I do with it. And, you know, I tweet rarely. If it's something real wild and random, it's probably me. If it's something, promote something, if it's promotion, then that's my team. You know what I'm saying? Because we do that too. We stick together and do what we do and promote. Know what I mean?
Most definitely, man.
Most definitely.
Yeah,
most
but
definitely.
Check them out a couple times a week. Like, you know, I go on. It's on the phone, too, but just throughout the course of a day and whatever. I don't really zone out on the phone like that. Like, I use the phone to call people mostly, but, like, I'll check it, and if somebody hit me up and it's relevant or they need something or whatever it is, you know,
right.
I'm there. You know, I see it.
Right. Well, just like
well,
I said, man, you're truly an icon, man. You're part of the reason why I am where I'm at. You know what I mean?
That means more. That's what I was trying to say earlier. Is that mean more to me than, you know, a Soul Train Award or a BET Award? You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have that longevity and have had an effect on people. Really, you know that's what it's
definitely,
about.
Definitely, yeah. You know what I'm saying? You an icon, and then some, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got to give you that spot from the and whatever way I can help you out with it. You know what I mean?
All right, that's what I want.
Thank you.
Peace.
All right, peace.
All right. I want to get to this other track we have, I'm the Magnificent. So we're going to get to that. Tell everybody a little bit about that.
I'm the Magnificent originally was a song that Howie T came up with, the beat, and he had a sample in it that said, I am the Magnificent. So, you know, me and myself, I'm just like, all right, well, I can spit to that because I'm the Magnificent.
Mm-hmm.
So I just laid that down. But he did it on a different beat first, and I really, that wasn't my favorite beat. But when he did the remix now, which is the one we all know from the video, then I was more feeling it. But at first, with that original, it was a reggae beat, you know what I'm saying? And it was like a little ding-a-ding-a-ding-ding, thing, you know, it was cool, but I didn't really feel it until the remix, and then I was like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Let's get into that then. Let the song know what's about to be played, baby.
Yeah, matter of fact, this song been sampled by Rick Ross and John Legend, and I did the remix with Big Boy and him, and then Jill Scott just recently did it on her song. So just shout them out for keeping it alive.
That's real. We live with Special Ed on the Nikki Rich Show. I'm the Magnificent.
I'm the Magnificent with the sensational style, and I can go on and on for like a mile, cause I get in it like a car and drive, and if the record is a smash, I can still survive, cause I'm the man of steel on the wheel that you're steering, or rather playing on the record that you're hearing. You might not understand what I'm saying at first, so act in love, put it in reverse. I'm just conversing with your person, this is just a conversation. I'm special ed with a special presentation. Hey, I like to play, so for me it's recreation. It's not just a job, it's an adventure. If worst comes to worst, I've got the third quencher. But you gotta buy it, don't even try it. I don't rhyme for free, no matter how dry it gets. I collect my money and set, once before the show and again when I jet. So I get mine and I'ma get more, cause I'm financially secure and I'm sure. So I don't need your tips or advice, cause I'm too nice for that to rap. I can't stand mice, I'm like a cat, kinda frisky. Battling is risky business, you might acquire dizziness, just like whiskey. Isn't this enough? Oh, you think you're tough, cookie? I think you better call your bookie, cause you can bet your life that I'ma play you like hooky. On a Friday, this is my day. When I was two, I heard you say wadi. Diss me like that, I should've repent. Somebody should've said this, but the legend was the Magnificent.
The Magnificent.
Okay.
I'm the Magnificent, dynamite, super dope, out of sight. Special ed with my trusty pal. Acts of love, they're rub we shall. Continue to win you, yet this is not a game. But I'ma play you if you say you claim to be better. I hate rumors, I get tumors, and I jammy, get Grammy. And yet I'm not an actor, it's just a factor that we're famous. So don't blame us for nothing. Acts of love is cutting, I'm on the rhyme. Skin your teeth and it's your beef that I grind like a butcher. I put you on a table and let my DJ cut you, but you're such a little sucker, I might not even touch you. I bet you what you want is attention. Your mother and your father should have used some prevention. Look at all the time and the money they spent, and now you want to die against I, the Magnificent.
I, the Magnificent.
With a sensational style, and I could go on and on for like a mile a minute, cause I get in it like a car and drive, and if the record is a smash, I could still survive, cause I'm the man of steel on the wheel that you're steering, or rather playing on the record that you're hearing. You might not understand what I'm singing at first, so act in love, put it in reverse. I'm the Magnificent.
The Magnificent.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show. We are live with Special Ed in the building. You were just listening to I'm the Magnificent. That is hot. That's all I can say. It's still hot. It's that fire.
That's what's up. That's just what I was saying to you about that version and when they made the remix was when we really went in and did the video. And, you know, Malcolm Jamal Warner did that video. I want to shout him out. You know, he was instrumental in some of those memories as well. And, you know, he had highlighted some of the dancing and things that were going on. Shout outs to my dancers, you know, the Jiggy crew, you know what I'm saying, Kazo, Prance, Low, and Romy Low for doing what they did. And they definitely made history with a lot of their moves and styles. You know, they had the whole world, you know, following them and dancing like them. So, you know, they did it too. They made a mark, you know. While I was making my mark, they was making theirs. So I just want to shout them out with that.
Most definitely. I see we got the chat room live, and we have different radio stations in the chat room. I see we have Beta Beat Radio. They're saying, I love Special A. In the chat room, everybody is going in right now. Loving that track. Love it.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. Shout out to Howie T for doing his thing and having his vision as well. Because like I said, that song in its entirety was all Howie. You know, a lot of the songs I had written already. I had the hooks and this and that. But that was one of those things where, you know, it was his idea. And he said, yo, try this out. Do this, you know, he pushed my limits as a writer and a songwriter to make that song and craft it. So I want to shout out Howie for that classic right there that people are redoing and sampling and singing over today.
Most definitely, man.
Yeah, you know what it is.
My bad, I didn't mean to cut you short, Nikki, but we heard that. I know. I saw you in the movie things, man. Let me know a little bit about that.
Well, that just comes with the entertainment business, you know what I'm saying? And they always kind of push you towards that to broaden your fan base, et cetera, et cetera. To me, man, you know, the way I really felt was like I'm a artist. I rap. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. If I get the opportunity to do television or movies, I do it. But I don't, you know, I'm not running to all the readings, running it down like that because that's not what I primarily do. But I see a lot of my peers have become very wealthy and very successful doing it. And I applaud them for it. You know, I think that's wonderful. You have to do more than just rap. You have to be a mogul. You know what I'm saying? You have to basically, you know, encompass yourself in everything and different fields of industry, you know what I'm saying, from beverage to clothing to movies, television, whatever it is. So, you know, that's just very important for artists to know as well. Like as good as you can sing or as good as you can rap, you know, you're going to have to do more than that to make
right,
the type
man,
of money or to reach the goals right. You really want. So, you know, so like I said, man, certain times I was in certain situations and these opportunities arose and I take it. No, I'm
right.
From Brooklyn. I'm going to take it. Like, you put it
right.
In front of me. Put it in front of me, I'm going to take it. So basically, you know, we did that. I did some television, a few little movie spots, you know, and just hopefully some more opportunities arise in the future because I'm going to take it, like I say. You know what I mean? And I know how to, you know, I'm not a politic and do my thing. Like, I could do a little acting, do a little this, that, because entertainment is really what it is entertainment. You know what I mean? Whether you're performing or acting or singing or whatever your craft is, your art is, you know, it's entertaining.
Right. I know Nikki can co-sign me on this, man, but you know, Set You Up Will Never Die, man. For real, man, because you're definitely in the classic movie, Juice, man. You know what I'm saying? Every time I watch that movie, you know, I see you in there. Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying, you definitely, that was really real look for you, man.
And let me tell you, man, that goes to show, And I'm not even talking about my part or whatever in Juice. I'm just talking about that goes to show how we as a people dictate what is successful or what is classic and what is what. Because the reality of it is at the time, that was probably to me like a B or C movie. It wasn't
wow.
no major, yeah, it wasn't no major blockbuster, star-studded, whatever. I mean, it had some people in it, but it wasn't like Hollywood-type money in it. It was an indie film, to me.
Right.
I don't know what budget they really had, but I know that the quality of everything was, it was done kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So just saying that to say, we dictated that that was great. We dictated that that's classic, you know, and that's the same thing that goes with music and anything that we do as a people. We have to support it. You know, with that
wow.
support, nobody can tell you different. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, people talk a lot about the movie Juice, 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 and I'm like, wow. You know what I'm saying? To me, like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really couldn't foresee the success that it had when it was happening. But after it
right.
happened, and, you know, it was like that, I was like, okay. And that has happened with a lot of small filmmakers, even starting with Spike. You know what I mean? We have to understand that we need to go out there and do it. And like I said, nowadays with these, with the new HD technology and these cameras, more filmmakers can have the opportunity to try something or do something by doing it. You know, you don't have an excuse
right.
anymore. You got the equipment. It's small as hell. You can take it anywhere. You can shoot anything. They shooting TV shows with this stuff. So
right.
surely you can shoot whatever it is you're shooting. So if you have dreams and you have ideas and you say you want to do this and you say you want to do that, you have to do it. And the time is now, you know, do it. So that's my thing is like with the music as well. Record it. Do it. Do what you got to do. You know what I'm saying? So that's all I could suggest to anybody is just, like, do it. And stop trying to, you know, ask everybody for help doing it. Just do it already.
Yeah.
And if they want to help you do it, they'll be there with you. You know what I'm saying?
And now I'm seeing a lot of artists go into the film industry. They're looking, you know, they're looking to make more money that way because a lot of them are being featured in these different movies and, you know,
but
just
yeah,
making
I mean,
it.
Yeah, movies, you get a nice lead role or something in movies, you're talking millions up front.
Yes.
You're talking about this is before the movie even come out, you paid. So, and then you probably get some points on the movie if you got a name. So really, you know, it is very lucrative. It's very lucrative, and I think that maybe I should have had more passion about it, about the acting, but my heart has always been in the music, you know what I mean? But like I said, I take it. I ain't turning it down, so whatever's meant for me, I'm going to have it, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Man, it's people on Twitter is hitting me up talking about, I want to talk to Special Ed. And, you know, we in our overtime now. We're in overtime, so I know a lot of people really trying to get through, you know, but I don't think they can get on right now because we're in overtime. But we're just so excited that you're here and that you came on, man. You're a hip-hop icon. And like you said, the you know, all the awards and stuff, I mean, look at everything you was in. You was in Juice, you know, your music till this day. Everybody know you as a hip-hop icon and legend. I mean, like you said, that means a lot in itself.
Yeah, that
means
more
to
me than...
I mean, we don't even tell you that.
Yeah, that means more to me than the fake stuff in, you know, the front and then sitting in the front row and smiling. That's all gravy. I could be at any event. Yeah, I mean, it's nothing but an event. I could be at the Grammys if you want me to, but if I'm not winning a Grammy, what's the sense of me doing all that?
Exactly.
I'm taking care of these kids. You know what I'm saying? And when the opportunity arises, I'll bring them with me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. and you're making more music, and you know, you got a lot of things going on, so the time you're taking out to go there in front, you can be making some more money.
Hey, but listen, though, I got this project. It's called A Specialist. I got new joints on there. And my whole thing is I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to do what I do. I ain't going to talk a hole in your head. I'm going to put it out. I'm going to put them videos out. You're going to be able to buy it and see what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? And see how we do it. Lead
exactly.
by example. Yeah, so The Specialist, it's on my joint, Semi Records. And just check it out, you know what I'm saying? Support. You like, tell somebody. You don't like, don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
Matter of fact, you gotta
do the videos.
Somebody. Yeah, tell somebody.
Are you gonna do videos and everything?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. We're going to be getting busy. I got a bunch of different production teams and people that I've worked with for, you know, years and people that I've just met that we all collaborating and doing things. And I have, watch what we do. Like I said, man, I do what I do. Like, I ain't going to sit here and name drop, but I do have some platinum artists on my album and some people that are very classic and icons. And, I'm going to just let it do what it do. You know, I'll leave it up to you to figure it out. Figure it out. I'm going to drop it on you, and you figure it out.
You know, you're in the city, man. You know, you definitely got my support, man. You know, some DJ.
Oh,
Lee
me too.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah, that's what's up.
Most definitely, man. We don't want this to be your last time on the Nikki Rich Show. You know, we have to get you some time to, you know, come through and probably co-host with us one night. That would be major. To have you co-host the show with us, that would be crazy.
Okay. All right, well, we're going to set that up real soon. Matter of fact, I'll probably do it with the new project or something and come through and do a little, you know what I'm saying, presentation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So when is your project coming out?
I want to drop my project in the first quarter so we can all be taken seriously. And do it like that. I'm going to start, you know, singles. We're going to start doing the videos. I don't want to release my whole marketing plan to everyone, but it's going to drop for you. Yeah, you're going to see it and hear it, and you can't help but to see it and hear it. You know, we can't depend on television no more, BET or MTV or VH1. They're not playing videos anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They may have one video show, like an hour or two, then that's it. You know, we need to be able to see ourselves and do what we do. You know, they're killing a part of the craft by not, you know, showing and highlighting video shows anymore. Like, what happened to the video shows? Where can I go watch videos right now?
Exactly. You remember, like, the Rap City and
I don't know what channel I can watch videos right now.
Nowhere.
Online, YouTube, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So hey, you know, or wherever. There's a couple of the sites you can watch videos, but point is, you know, we got to get back to our craft and be able to see ourselves and do what we do. Because, you know, that's lost. Now, you can't even really see an artist's video unless a major artist, you know, a major artist on that one show, you know?
Exactly. Most definitely. So in case anybody wanted to, you know, purchase your music and contact you via Facebook, Twitter, or your website, how could they do that?
They could do that on Twitter. It's at Special Ed. On Facebook, my shit is full. I don't even know. And, Facebook to me is for my people I know from school. And I got a Special Ed fan page, too, you can like, but I don't really fuck with it too much. Like, I put mostly stuff up on my personal page. I need to do that, too, huh? So that's that. And then specialedmusic.com is the website, and it's down now, but I'm working on it. My shit is crazy, like the graphics. Okay, when I throw it up, y'all will see why. But my shout out to my man Ralphie. Yeah, my man Ralphie for that. But yeah, just check me out. I'll be back on the Nikki Rich Show 2012, the takeover.
Yes, most definitely. And shout out to Rashawn Smith for just putting this together tonight. Much love. And thank you, Special Ed, for coming through tonight. We welcome you back anytime.
All right, no doubt. It's been a pleasure. I want to thank y'all for having me, and peace to the world. All right?
That's what it do, Special Ed. Keep it rocking, Bowman.
All right, one love.
Most definitely. Much love. You were just listening to Special Ed, and you were listening to the sounds of Special Ed. We'd like to thank everybody for coming through. DJ Unique, man, tonight has been a crazy night. It's been real. Shout out to Jack Larceny for, you know, topping it off. Then Special Ed coming through. Special Ed has the numbers going bananas.
You already know he's a legend, man.
Jag
is going crazy, too. Hey, Nikki, man, I just want to give a birthday shout-out real quick. I know they're probably listening, man. So I just want to give a happy birthday shout-out to Tasha, man. Shout-out to Shay, man. That's what it is right there.
Shout-out to Tasha and Shay. Thank you for listening to the Nikki Rich Show, man. But like I said, since we got on, Jag and Special Ed has the numbers going crazy. But we thank everybody for tuning in tonight. You can catch us Sunday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to keep it jumping. Tomorrow we got that 6 Love Raw Uncut, as well as we got our models coming through, Heather Bianchi, as well as the tattoo model, Aisha. So you ready for Aisha?
Oh, boy. You know, already know, man. It's going down, yo. I'm so excited about that. You know, you already know. That's the Team Cherokee DJ Unique model right there. We going in, man. We going in.
Yes, most definitely. And we just thank everybody for tuning in to the hottest show on the planet. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or at Nikki Rich Show. Follow DJ Unique 23. And, you know, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all the sites. We are on everything. Just Google us, Nikki Rich Show. We there. And you can listen to us on NikkiRichShow.com, anywhere. But tune in tomorrow. We're going to get it in. And we thank you again. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love, and success. And I end tonight by saying God bless. Special Ed, I got it made.
Numero uno. I'm not a Puerto Rican, but I'm speaking so that you know. And understand I got the gift of speech, and it's a blessing. So listen to the lesson I preach. I talk sense condensed into the form of a poem. Full of knowledge from my toes to the top of my dome. I'm kinda young, but my tongue speaks maturity. I'm not a child, I don't need nothing for security. I get paid when my record is played, to put it short. I got it made,
I got it made,
I got it made. I'm outspoken, my language is broken into a slang, but it's just the dialect that I select when I hang. I play it cool, the cooling is all that I'm about, to spool it with the girlies that's busting it out. I'm special ed, and you can tell by the style that I use. I'm creatively superior, yo. I never lose, I never lost, cause I'm the boss, and never will, cause I'm still the champion. Chief one won't lose until I choose, which I won't, cause I don't retreat. I run you over like a truck and leave you dead in the street. You're inviting me a titan to a battle. Why? I don't need your respect, cause I got it, may
got it, may got it, may
got it. I'm talented, yes, I'm gifted.
never boosted, never shoplifted. I got the cash, but money ain't nothing. Make $1 million every record that I cut, and my name is Special Ed, and I'm a super duper star. Every other month I get a brand new car. Got 20, that's plenty, and I still want more. Time to find a Honda Scooter's got 74. I got the riches to fulfill my needs. Got land in the sand of the West Indies. Even got a little island of my very own. I got a frog, a dog with a solid gold bone. An account to account the amount I spent. Got a treaty with Tahiti cause I own 1%. Got gear outwear to everyday. Boutique from France to the USA. And I make all the money from the rhymes I invent. So it